Good afternoon. I'm Dave Chenoweth, and I'm going to have the pleasure to share with you some resources basically that are designed around the employee population. We have a number of things that are available today. I'm going to highlight four different types of tools that you can apply. And as you can see, there's a tremendous need, first and foremost, to do some risk factor cost appraisal, because look at the prevalence of risk factors that are going on in America from year to year. This is just a random sample of states in the United States, and this is the relevant prevalence of risk factors in those. And you can see every one of them are quite concerning. What many times we want to do is convert the descriptive into a more of an ROI or a financial value. I and a lot of other people that are in this type of business kind of coined a lot of different types of terms. I call many of these terms econometric. If you think of econo, that's a prefix for economics. You're going to have to look at some economic indicators. And metric means measurement. What I want to do today in my brief time is share with you some viable resources, some free, some small costs, some high cost. You can pick and choose as you will. But basically, the econometric tools are very valuable tools because they allow you to quantify the relationship between health risk and healthcare utilization. They allow you to look at the health risk as it drives healthcare costs. It allows you to look at health costs and also health risk as it relates to lost productivity, and allows you to put a financial value, basically a bottom line value, on many of these risk indicators. If you look at a lot of the econometric tools, there's probably many venues that you can refer to. I'll share with you some of those that are commercially available. Of course, you can always procure a consultant or a vendor to pick up some of these. You can also look at the prospects of developing something in-house, and I'll give you a couple ideas on how you can, with just some basic data, develop some risk factor cost appraisal if you know some demographic data and prevalence data on a worksite population. And of course, you might even think about a collaborative role between and among various parties. All those are very viable. You know, one of the concerns that we have in today's society is how far do we pull and stretch that technology? As we go in one direction, are we going to basically pull so far to the left that we get away from the humaneness or the humanity side? And it's one of the challenges that we face in this world of technology, isn't it? There are four different types of tools that I'll just highlight today. I'll give you some websites and just some quick references because time doesn't permit us to go into much detail, but I think you can peruse those websites. The first one we'll take a look at is called Risk Factor Costs. Risk factor costing. These are all free, no charge resources. They're all validated. They're all valid up to about 2 weeks ago. I checked them myself. For example, if you want to look at the cost of physical inactivity in your organization, either at the community level, business, industry, whether it's a private or public sector worksite, there's a good worksite tool that you can apply right there. And it's at that website. There's two or three of them that are available on diabetes. Obesity, of course, has two or three of them. These are ones that I interface with quite a bit, and I would highly recommend that you take a look at the website and see what kind of metrics and how sophisticated some of these tools are before you decide. Some of these are relatively simple. Some of them are quite extensive. And if we don't have time to take down these websites in my brief sharing with you, I'll be happy to send you the PowerPoint with the templates on those, okay? So you don't have to develop a case of carpal tunnel at the expense of trying to get something. simple data, you know, that first one, if you want to look at that first website, it has simple data. If you just knew the prevalence of physical inactivity in an organization, the location, and so on. On the other hand, the other one that I've got listed here is a real good one out of the governmental website on diabetes. It requires a little bit more elaborate data. So generally speaking, you have to look at what kind of comfort zone and how simple and how advanced some of these tools are. Here's one, just a cover one, that I developed with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation back in 2004. And you can see there's just five different types of data that are required. There's those of you that are working with worksite populations may not necessarily have an interest in this, but on the other hand, some of you may dabble with Medicaid populations. Here's an excellent chronic disease cost calculator that's designed specifically for the Medicaid population. I threw this in kind of as a sidelight, even though it doesn't have direct relevance to work sites. The second type of tool, besides risk factors, cost tools, are called risk stratification tools. There's a handful of these, and these tools are designed to take a worksite population and assign a high, medium, or low risk to the worksite population by way of risk factor. There are several of them out there. These are just three that I'm familiar with: Risk Flag, Ingenics, and also American Health Institute. All of these have some fee associated with it. These are not free. There is some charge to that. So you have to look at your budgetary allowances. The third type of tool, besides your risk factor cost and your previous tool that looks at risk stratification, your third one, is basically a tool that looks at lost productivity. The Institute of Health and Productivity Management, the American College of Occupational Environmental Medicine are two groups that have a lot of good data that you can access free of charge on their websites. Another group that basically does a lot of good work in here is called Integrated Benefits Institute, IBI. If you go to that website that's listed there and just click on a couple of their links, you can access all kinds of cost calculators. And this is kind of unique because it'll basically focus on lost productivity depending on the size of your organization, the type of industry you have, the location, and so on. Now, these reports can range from several hundred to several thousand dollars, so again, you have to think about your budgetary allowance. The other group down below is that allows you to look at some things is the National Business Group, and they have a product called IMPACT. And IMPACT has a number of different metrics. So if you're interested in short-term disability, they have a risk factor cost appraisal that will look not only at the risk factor prevalence, but also the lost productivity. They have long-term disability, workers' comp. They have a number of, they just added those last two in the last couple of years, the EAP and the health management programs. These are all tools, for the most part, that are relatively free of charge. Many times there's no charge at all. I would highly recommend you take a look at these if you're really looking at trying to understand both the medical care side and the lost productivity side. As you can see by this bar right here, it's real critical not just to focus on medical care. Medical care only basically explains about 1/4 of an organization's cost liability. Presenteeism, short-term disability, and the other metrics in lost productivity, as you can see by this slide right here, basically command a lot of dollars on the table. So what you want to do, if you want to look at your total cost exposure, is select a tool that will give you both the medical care side and also the lost productivity cost side. Here's a number of presenteeism questionnaires. If you go to the worksite, basically the Integrated Health Data Management System, or the Institute for Health and Productivity Management.org, IHPM.org, you can basically access a listing of all these on their website. There's a number of presenteeism questionnaires out there. These are some of the more common ones used, but I, again, recommend that you take a look at the scope and specificity of each one of these. Now, the fourth type of tool that I want to share with you is basically if you want to combine both medical and lost productivity in a worksite population. There's real good resources. If you go to the ACOM.org, that's American College of Occupational Environmental Medicine, they have a program called Blueprint. It's a very powerful program that relies just on some basic input data that you can provide on a worksite, and it'll provide you with some nice printout data on both the medical care costs and the lost productivity costs of a risk factor. They also have a couple other resources that are listed there. Here's a listing, kind of an example of the Blueprint. Again, you can access it free of charge. There's no expense to it. You can simply put in the type of data that's required. You can gather your employee size data, the type of risk factors that you want to focus on, the size of the organization. If you know the number of men and women and some of the age groups, that's fine, but it's not required. And then you can select the type of metric that you want to focus on, whether it's lost productivity, and you want to look at the relationship between cholesterol and lost productivity, or hypertension and medical care costs. It's a real powerful tool that is very, very nice if you want to look at both of those. There's a number of other tools. Here's another tool that has gained a lot of publicity over the last couple of years called WellSteps. My only concern with WellSteps, it's basically driven by smoking and obesity as a predictor. And for a work site that doesn't have a lot of smokers or that doesn't have a lot of obese people, you might want to question whether or not it's appropriate. So you have to, again, look at how valid some of those variables are. Another thing besides looking at somebody's commercial resources is certainly look at what type of health plan you have, because many health plans have a TPA or have a health plan consultant or have a vendor that you can negotiate with or you can collaborate with as part of the health plan that you purchase. There's also another, that resource right there, if you want to go to WellCOA, the WellCOA, Wellness Councils of America, they have a buyer's guide, and there's a lot of different vendors and providers in there, and that's another resource that you can make yourself available at no expense. Another option that many companies are looking at is that if they don't want to go the commercial route, and they don't want to spend a lot of money, but they feel that they have the in-house resources to develop, they can look at developing an in-house tool. And it's not as difficult as it may seem. A lot of times, if you have basically some good data on your employee population, and you have some capable people in-house, you can develop an in-house tool to look at the relationships, for example, between risk factor prevalence and your health cost, and risk factor prevalence and lost productivity cost. For example, if you want to look at developing a tool, you basically could select a major risk factor. Some of these data on the left-hand side of the screen are highlighted. You're going to find some variation, but generally you're looking at a risk factor of several hundred dollars on a medical care side. If you take those figures and you simply want to take a look at trying to quantify the cost of any one of those risk factors, you could take, for example, depression. That's about $694 a year in medical care expenses. You can determine the prevalence of your population. That would be step number two. Those are the two critical elements that you need in order to quantify a risk factor cost. You can lay out a table, and as you can see from left to right, if you wanted to look at diabetes and you had a workforce of 400, we have the general prevalence of diabetes in many work sites is about 8%. So you basically multiply your population times the prevalence rate. You get the number of people at risk, multiply that times the risk factor cost, and there you see in column F a relative cost for that. That's the medical side. So again, it's not that difficult. On the lost productivity, it requires probably a little bit more research, but it's very doable. For example, there's been published numbers of what we call multipliers, or the percentage of a scheduled work year is about 2,000 hours per year. If we look at the ratio of hours that are lost in that scheduled work year, in this particular case, this is for physical inactivity, it's about 5.1%. So if you knew, and this is some of this, the multipliers are published. If you knew that and you knew the size, obviously you know the size of your workforce, you can multiply your ratio, the percentage of your workforce, 0.051, times your workforce size, times your average worker compensation, times the percentage of people that have that risk factor. In this case, a 0.60 would represent 60%. As you can see, just by knowing that those four elements, you can quantify the cost of lost productivity in an organization. It's not that scientific, but there's probably a margin of error that you always assume going into some of these tools, but nonetheless, this is at least an initial attempt if you didn't want to spend money on an independent analysis, if you didn't want to go to a proprietary or commercial tool. There's a lot of benefits of looking at econometric tools and a lot of these resources that are readily available. And now with today's technology, they've made many of them quite accessible to us and very inexpensive. Here's, for example, if you want to look at the relationship between medical claims and lifestyle, companies have been doing this for years. These are just some examples of looking at the relationship between that. And so once they see a positive relationship, that'll have strategic implications for programs. Here's one if you want to measure the impact of health on productivity, another organization. Here's one if you want to look at it from the implications of what health risk changes might mean on health incentives or health benefit plans. Another organization would look at a correlation here. These are just actual cases that I've tapped from companies over the years. And last but not least, if you want to look at just cost containment, which is obviously very important. It's very difficult to contain costs if you don't understand what risk factors drive the medical care and the loss of productivity. My final suggestion is kind of to wrap this up is that when you think about tools and resources, it's first and foremost ask the question, what are we looking for? What is our goal? Do we want to look at risk factor cost as they relate to healthcare use or healthcare cost or lost productivity, or do we want all of that? Because that will help you basically ascertain what kind of resources you have in-house to be able to pull some of that data together, or to determine whether to go outside and pull some of that and have somebody assist you with that. And then, but really kind of find out what kind of gaps you have. Take a look at the resources. There's a lot of tools out there. Once you identify what you have in-house, what you want to do with those tools, where the gaps are, you can select a tool that will fill that void or fill that gap. And consequently, you'll have something that's probably affordable, feasible, that has some utility, that's easy to use, and most importantly, it will give you the strategic information that you want. And that's really something that you obviously are striving for. And again, if all these resources here, I'll be happy to send you a couple of the templates. If you're interested in those, just give me your business card and I'll email those to you in the next week or two. Thank you very much.
Dr. Linnan said that she cut me 2 minutes short, so I had one thing I wanted to clarify. My presentation that I thought about when I was rushing through that last part, I said, as long as you can break even on the ROI, with health coaching, that's fine. I meant in the first year or so. You want to be able to get a return on investment. But what happens, what I didn't say, is during that first year, a lot of times what happens is because you're making the employees more aware of their health risk, sometimes your healthcare costs can actually spike up a little bit because they're going to be going to the doctors more often. But over time, which that slide that I had on there shows, over time, you can increase your return on investment because you're preventing those medical care costs and those lost productivity costs later on. There's my additional minute. Thank you. Any questions from any of the speakers up here? Do you want to ask about their presentations or anything related to them?
I have one for Dr. Linnan.
Okay.
I was wondering what your initial participation rate was on average across your work sites.
In terms of, so like a reach measure that when we did our power calculations for the actual study, we had estimated using national estimates because we didn't actually have the denominator for the whole workforce, but we used 65% of the workforce we expected were overweight at least. And it looks like we got over 50% of the overweight employees in the participating colleges.